Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries, when you attack DEI, you attack the United States of America. By Hannah Knudsen on April 9, 2026. Democrat House leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, believes attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiatives is akin to directly attacking the United States of America, making the remarks during a National Action Network speech this week. And when you attack diversity, equity, and inclusion, you attack the United States of America, Jeffries proclaimed, defending DEI initiatives prizing ethnicity and sexual orientation over actual skills or merit. Jeffries claimed that Democrats have the high ground on the issue. I'm so thankful that Reverend Sharpton and the National Action Network continues to lean in, he said, explaining that he also believes the attacks to DEI are not legitimate or serious. And here's the other thing that we know, that this effort attacking the DEI, it's not a serious effort. It's not about celebrating merit. That's what they tell you. They're not trying to celebrate merit. They're trying to elevate mediocrity, not trying to celebrate merit. They're trying to elevate mediocrity, he asserted, bizarrely using Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth as an example. Here's how we know that's the case. Just look at who they put in charge of the attack on DEI. The most unqualified Secretary of Defense in American history. This guy can't organize a two-car funeral, he said. The Trump administration made sure to tackle DEI initiatives early on in his second term. On day one, President Donald Trump signed an order titled Ending Radical and Wasteful Government DEI Programs and Preferencing, describing the programs implemented by the Biden administration as illegal and immoral discrimination programs. Last September, Hegseth announced new standards amid the DEI war on warriors led by woke Pentagon leaders. He made it clear that the only mission of the newly restored Department of War is this: warfighting, preparing for a war, and preparing to win, unrelenting and uncompromising in that pursuit. We have a sacred duty to ensure that our warriors are led by the most capable and qualified combat leaders, the Department of War secretary added, maintaining that foolish and reckless politicians force the military to focus on the wrong things. This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics, Hegseth said. No more identity months, DEI offices, suits and dresses. No more climate change worship, no more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris.